This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1963. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded January 1st, Alaska, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, France, Greece, India, Iran, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Malaysia, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Sudan, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, here's quite a medium wave DX catch, if it can be confirmed, Alaska to Southern California. Tim Hall, using a beverage antenna aimed approximately toward Nome, Alaska, was hearing something other than KOA in Denver, and a Mexican station had faded out December 17th at 0700 UT when he was hearing some Christmas music. That fits with the schedule of KICY 850 in Nome, Alaska, programming from Moody Radio. The only station it might otherwise be between him and there is KHHO in Washington State with a talk format. He's going to keep trying, and if he should hear Russian on 850, he'll know for sure it's KICY. This was reported to the ABDX group. And next in the alphabet is another extreme medium wave DX catch from Tim Tromp in West Michigan, ABDX. 1710 kilohertz, Radio Selva in Argentina. January 1st at 0630 UT, his first log of the year and a good one. Music on exactly 1709.81, matching up to what he was hearing on remote receivers in Paraguay and Brazil. Given the frequency offset as well, he's confident it was Radio Selva in Argentina. They have an online audio stream, which also matched, although of course it was not synchronized. He says, this is on my South DCAS antenna, where I have to listen using synchronous AM, shaping the bandwidth such that 95% passband favors the upper side to dodge splatter from 1700, while notching out the multiple low-power domestic heterodynes from 1710, that is, travelers' information stations. A bit tricky to set up, but he says it's allowing me to catch in parallel a bit of Argentine music. Also in 1710, of course, might be some domestic pirates. Asianon, as seen in New Zealand DX Times, Radio Free Asia has a new QSL for the beginning of this Year of the Pig. It's a very cute illustration of a pig in paper-cut format. They're always welcoming DX reports. You can try to find it at their website, www.rfa.org. Looking for Latin American stations on late for New Year's Eve, not much to be heard, but Bolivia's Radio Pio XII, 5952.48, was still going until a few minutes before 0400 UT, which would have been local midnight, but by then it had faded to just barely audible. And unfortunately, it's right next to WRMI 5950. Radio Nacional da Amazonia, Brazil, also has its interference problems, in this case co-channel from China via Cuba on 6180. Brazil has been signing off at its local midnight, 0200 UT, but on New Year's Eve they stayed on 3 minutes later, so I heard a bit of excitement on their frequency with that interference from China-Cuba. Here's an obituary for someone whose name we probably don't know, but who should be recognized. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending this on from the Ottawa Citizen of December 28th. Among his accomplishments in this write-up, he was the technical director of Radio Canada International during the era of shortwave radio broadcasts. His name, Paul-Émile Morneau, M-O-R-N-E-A-U-L-T, 1927 to 2018. He died at the age of 91 on December 9th. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports 7270. PBS, Nemengu, Inner Mongolia, China. Heard December 24th at 1316 UT in Mongolian, with a very unusual program of Christmas music sung by what sounded like a church choir. The music was distinctly Western, but sung in a distinctive Chinese style with very high sopranos, including Silent Night, sung twice, and five other songs. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. For example, this week, December 28th at 1829, I had barely audible carriers around 14997 and 15283, and enough audio on one of them to make a match to RHC in Spanish on the fundamental frequency 15140. Note the time, almost 1830 UT. So it must be the same transmitter putting out the same spurs at plus and minus 143 kilohertz that I hear before 1600 UT, when supposedly the transmitter site changes from Kivikan to Bauta. I had been suspecting this since the modulation on 15140 is just as distorted and rough in the afternoons as in the mornings. So just one more bit of disinformation from Radio Havana, Cuba, disproven by careful monitoring. Quite a different kind of spurs, a leapfrog mixing product. Here's a frequency where they are not scheduled and you would not expect to hear them, but I did nevertheless. 6140, December 30th at 0616, RHC in English. That's a leapfrog of 6060 over 6100, another 40 kilohertz higher. Similar mixes of 6 megahertz frequencies land on 6230 and 6270. But these involve 6165 and 6060 mixing, not 6000 kilohertz, which is from a different transmitter site. Stig Hartvig Nielsen, who runs the licensed low-power station in Denmark, World Music Radio, reports, commenced broadcasting on 15805 December 24th with a power of 200 watts, irregular for the first couple of days, the old transmitter and the simple aerial willing. Until January 6th, the approximate hours daily will be 07 to 20 UT. From January 7th, 15805 will probably be on the air Saturday and Sunday only. Power only 200 watts, very low for the 19-meter band, and propagation is quite poor now, and the simple dipole antenna is not very efficient, so reception is quite difficult and irregular. Reception in southern Europe has been observed in daytime till around 13 UT, fairly good reception in Ireland, Scotland, western England, and Iceland during the evening 17 to 20 UT. His other frequency, 5840, continues 24/7 with 100 watts. The transmitter site for both is Randers in Denmark. And he offers QSLs, but if you want one by mail, you need to enclose €5 or $5 for return postage, and he will not QSL reports using remote receivers. Oh, we should point out he does offer eQSLs without charge for reports sent to WMR at wmr.dk, but it may take a month for a reply. And Manuel Mendes in Spain did get one much more quickly. I tried, not really expecting to hear it, and indeed did not, although I had a carrier on 15806, probably something else. But Stig Hartvig Nielsen was using some remote receivers in the USA and says he was able to hear his own station around 14 UT. That was the WA2ZKD SDR, so it must have been somewhere in the northeast. When I tried 2 or 3 hours later via that means, I could not hear it. Here's a story which was just breaking last week as I was recording on December 24th. 6966 kHz, December 24th at 12:55, apparently a relay of All India Radio on this odd frequency. Chris Smolensky of Black Cat Systems, and with more reports at his HF Underground, says it started around 6961, drifted up to 6966 by 12:55, a fairly good signal here in Maryland. No idea if it's a legitimate relay or a pirate or what. And many others were tracking this as the frequency wandered around in the 6900s. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, said a fair signal at 1405 on 6967.7. Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil. Was hearing it on 6970, December 25th. That's considerably later at 0211 to 0325 UT. Then the frequency was continuing to change. Then Joe's Jacob in India had the answer. The All India Radio Urdu service at 0320 on 6970. It must be the Mumbai transmitter, which was missing from 7340. Then at 0830 December 25th, he says it had drifted down to 6922. The schedule of the proper frequency, 7340, is midnight 25 to 4:30 and 8:30 to 11:30 in Urdu. Then 10 minutes of home service relay till 11:40. Back on at 12:30 to 15 in Sindhi and 15 to 16 in Baluchi. Or is it Baluchi? This was still happening in the UT December 26th when Wolfgang Büschel was reporting. Started at 6872 to 6879 at 0940. By 10:07 it was from 6832.5 to 6837, wandering downwards and not stable. And still missing from 7340, which was occupied by Romania, in Romanian at 0237. By 10:03, 7340 was occupied by PBS Urumqi, East Turkestan, in Kazakh. I don't know if they fixed it by now, but the last report I have of this was December 29th, when Wolfgang Büschel was hearing it in Urdu on 6911.993 at 0401 UT. December 25th at 1404 on 9835, I was hearing Iran in its Russian hour, but no trace of South Korea also listed, nor of Malaysia. 9835 had been one of the two remaining shortwave frequencies on the air from Malaysia, carrying the Sarawak FM service from the peninsula back toward the island. Supposedly on the air 24 hours, but the last definite log of that I've found was way back on September 2nd by Ron Howard. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington reported hearing Energy AM live from Ireland on 7705, January 1st at 1215 UT. They also have another frequency, 5809.75, which was strong at 1310 when he was no longer hearing 7705. Mike Terry forwards a notice from Disgraced FB by IBC Italian Broadcasting Corporation saying, "With great regret, we announce closure of our shortwave transmissions from 31 December. Reasons are economic, organizational, and not least also bad coverage of our signal in Italy. However, we plan to return as soon as possible. Happy New Year." Of course, IBC has a number of transmissions via WRMI. We'll see whether those disappear immediately or they replay previous programs. It used to be fun to listen to Radio Japan at 15 UT December 31st as the new year started there. They would broadcast a ceremony of bonging the gongs and so forth, although not in English. But the last few years I've found that was no longer being broadcast, so I didn't even try to hear them this year. Instead, I tuned in Radio Nikkei, the private Japanese station, which was still audible on 6055, just before 15 UT. But all they did was sign off and turn off the carrier, not even a time signal denoting the new year. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio, 1963. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. I'm gratified to have received quite a number of financial contributions in the holiday spirit, so for the next 2 weeks I will be forced to acknowledge two at a time. Our thanks to Brian Gilbert in Roseburg, Oregon, who sent a check, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Also to Glenn Swiderski in North Carolina for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Here's some more New Year monitoring by Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany. Radio New Zealand Pacific should have been the first international shortwave station greeting the new year. However, the year ended badly for RNZ because of a computer problem. They, the domestic service, and the Pacific service had to play non-stop music from a limited number of CDs. Occasionally, an announcer stepped in and apologized for the program as if they were running on impulse power. The 11 o'clock news and weather were spoken by an announcer. From 23:14 local time, several attempts to start the planned music selection. Right at 10:58 UT, the transmission of 9765 closed, but in time for the new year, 9700 became active. The ongoing disco title, Do Not Push Me Cause I'm Close to the Edge, ended and was followed by time pips and silence, but then the news started. After 11:05, an announcer had some good wishes for the new year, also referring to the technical problems of yesterday to be left behind. But there's even more positive news from New Zealand. In the MARE tip sheet from Michigan, Gary Vance was hearing RNZ on an unexpected frequency, 6115, December 19th, at 12:41, speaking Pidgin English, mentioning Papua New Guinea, and ABC Radio Australia as an ID. So I asked Adrian Sainsbury of RNZI to explain this. He says there was one test on 6115 December 20th at 1100 to 1358 UT. Last month, RNZ Pacific introduced the following Melanesian programs. From RNZ Pacific, News in Pidgin, followed by news from Buzz FM Vanuatu at 1130 and 1430 UT. After a break, that'll be back on the air from 21 January. And the One Talk program, 30 minutes of news and current affairs from ABC Australia, Monday to Friday, in Papua New Guinea Talk Pidgin, Solomon Islands Pidgin, and Vanuatu Bislama Pidgin languages. This plays, and I'll add the frequencies from their normal schedule, at 10:28 on 9765, 11:30 and 12:30 on 9700, 14:30 on 7390, and 22:30 on 15720. This one will be back on the air from January 14th. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reports that the Radio Nigeria Kaduna relay via Issoudun, France, is still being heard with good signals, December 28th and 29th, at 20 to 23 on 7235, at 07 to 9, 13840, and at 09 to 15, 17690, all in the Hausa language. On New Year's Eve, I was looking for North American pirates, but did not hear any just below 7 megahertz, so I tried just above 4 megahertz, and there was one on 4015 USB at 0453, soon identifying as WDDR Drunken DJ Radio. Although he did not sound drunk yet, but he was on the air all the way until 0700 UT. I do wish more pirates would stay on the air later into the night when I, for one, will be more likely to hear them. In Hardcore DX, Art Delibert in Maryland reports Radio Logos, Peru, 4810, a good signal. December 27th, from tune in at 10:53 until tune out at 11:04. May have been a sermon at first. Peruvian song and flute music, ID at 11:03, and back to music. He says a good signal 11, but upper sideband was covered by that enormous utility transmission, and lower sideband had CODAR and periodic lightning crashes. Also in well at the same time was Radio Tarma Peru, 4774.91. This was right on the sunrise terminator, he says, at that time. And Radio Logos had faded to only a carrier at 11:35. Last week I mentioned hearing a Heterodyne on Oklahoma City 1520 from 1521 hours before sunset here, which I figured could only be coming from that 2 megawatts in Saudi Arabia. Hard as it is to believe, on December 28th I was hearing this even earlier at 1910 UT, only 38 minutes after local mean noon here in Oklahoma. I guess with 2 megawatts into a low sun ionosphere, it propagates well into the western daytime. So check your 1520 for a Heterodyne from 1521 in the afternoons. Greece might have provided some excitement as the new year arrived on 9420 at 22 UT, but reception here was poor. The best European station to hear the new year arrive on shortwave is, as always these years, Spain at 23 UT, December 31st, 9690, booming in to North America. So I was listening and heard all the excitement and the ringing of the bells 12 times. We all need to resolve to pay more attention to the content of shortwave broadcasts, not merely the fact that we picked up a certain frequency at a certain time. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany reports on Voice of Africa, Sudan, 9505's English broadcast, December 28th. He says it's 1722, a long non-stop conversation. They were saying post-colonial and current wars in Africa, not just caused by the Europeans and Western countries alone, but also by Africans and overseas opposition communities. Although Western interests exploited the Africans during these wars, such as over diamonds and minerals. He heard no musical interludes or bridges during this broadcast, but two IDs during the music at 1745. At 1753, they went into an unidentified language, and at 18, there was interference from Swaziland on 9500, wiping out reception of Sudan on 9505. Not about shortwave, but a significant media development concerning Turkey, which we get via RustyX, attributed to onair.ru. More than a third of Istanbul radio stations will soon cease broadcasting, since this year they plan to switch to a new radio tower, which will seriously limit broadcasting. 50 out of 130 city radio stations will be taken off the air as soon as the transition to the new Çamlıca TV radio tower is made, due to the limited capacity of the tower. It is expected the tower will begin to function next year, meaning 2019, according to the newspaper Hürriyet. The Supreme Council of Radio and TV of Turkey issued a statement saying that reducing to 80 active radio channels will eliminate the problem of hostile signals, which has arisen due to the large number of stations in the city. The statement indicated that complaints of hostile signals came from Bulgaria. The cost of the frequency will be 20 megalira Turkish. Well, I'm sure there's more to this story, such as clamping down on opposition. And of course, it really makes no sense that all these stations have to be broadcasting from one single tower. I wonder if they're talking about DAB. And now, concerning shortwave, I've noticed that Voice of Turkey English North America at 23 UT has been missing at least a couple of nights recently, from 5960. Perhaps the sloppy raiders at Emerlair had failed to change the frequency from a previous language broadcast. The Civil Air Patrol has a net on 4630 USB. I heard UT Sunday, December 30th at 0200. It's strictly structured and encrypted messages were being sent, five character groups, and then read back. They use tactical call signs only, which were hard to copy. They end with two numbers after a colorful two-syllable word. And more messages were to follow. I wonder what's so secret about the Civil Air Patrol. This makes it seem like they are a hush-hush paramilitary organization. From Matt Francis in Australia, we learn this. According to guidance on the U.S. AGM website, these services, along with VOA, OCB, Marti, RFA, and MBN, Middle Eastern, are excepted from the government shutdown on the following grounds. U.S. AGM Office of General Counsel has issued a memorandum establishing that there is a sufficient legal basis for the U.S. AGM Board's determination that U.S. international broadcasting activities of the U.S. AGM qualify as foreign relations essential to national security, and are therefore accepted activities which may continue during the appropriations lapse. And via Mike Cooper from the BBG Watch website, December 31st headline, Iranians curse U.S. AGM's RFERL Radio Farda for repeating regime propaganda. This commentary begins, Iranians are enraged by RFERL's Radio Farda, as well as other instances by Voice of America Persian service, for repeating the Iran regime's propaganda without any added value of context an effective counter-information or argument. Some Iranians in Iran and abroad are literally cursing Radio Farda and VOA in comments to some of the tweets posted by U.S. taxpayer-funded media outlets managed by USAGM. And then it proceeds to give examples in translation. More about the surprise new tropical band frequency of WRMI we mentioned last week, 4980, which started December 24th. It seems to have settled down into a regular schedule of 3 hours a day at 21 to midnight, all carrying Supreme Master TV. Although not always shown on the schedule, we've found those 3 hours are sometimes, but not always, simulcast on 5950 and 9395. And in general, it seems that WRMI is using much less airtime to fill with World Radio Network, whatever may be on that, such as Polish radio, which I heard briefly at 23 UT on 5950. And no more RFI relays on 5950 between 05 and 07 UT. Mostly I'm just hearing oldies, but it could be anything. I've finally been able to confirm that WRMI is not carrying World of Radio Saturday at 17 UT on 5950 as it would be if it were still relaying WRN. That was as of December 29th. However, the WRMI schedule grids show some additional new times for World of Radio. All of these are on 9955, which is aimed south-southeast but is often audible in much of North America. They are Monday at 23:30. That replaces UT Tuesday at 0200. And it's just 1 hour before our other broadcast, UT Tuesday at midnight 30 on 7730. And also two broadcasts on Saturdays, 12:30 UT on 9955 and 2200. And I've just received a note from the traffic manager at Forks Broadcasting in Washington State that World of Radio is still being aired Sundays at 4 a.m. Pacific Time, 1200 UT, on HD2 channel of KBDB-FM. That is 96.7 MHz with 930 watts. This HD2 channel is the substitute or successor to KFKB 1490 in Forks, Washington, which has been silent now for 2 years. So if you're near the northwest tip of the conterminus, there's a World of Radio broadcast just for you. The following could be a first in American radio from Radio Insight via NRC DX News. Sunnylands Broadcasting, 1270 KVGH and 106.5 translator in Thousand Palms, Palm Springs, California, will debut its new format on Wednesday, December 26th, LGBTQ by LGBTQ. New call letters are pending, KGAY. The propagation elder from Boulder, which is still essentially functioning. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 minor storm levels 24 January. Active levels expected 4 to 6 and 16 January due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream effects. Quiet to unsettled throughout the remainder of the outlook period, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 January 4th, 15 and 4 January 5th and 6th, 12 and 4 on the 16th, 20 and 5 January 24th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2 in between. Solar flux peaking at 71 January 7th to 19th, before and after those dates, 69. And that's World of Radio 1963. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening and hear me again next week.